This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Baruchim Abam. We're going to try to do, Be'ezus Hashem, Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara on Ayin Amid Aleph brought a machlekes between Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Lazar said, how do we know an Arel cannot eat Truma? We learn from Toishav V'Sachir. It says it by Pesach. It says it by Truma. Just like by Pesach, an Arel cannot eat Truma, or cannot eat the Karm Pesach. So it says Toishav V'Sachir by Truma. An Arel cannot eat Truma. Rebbe Akiva says that, no, Rebbe Akiva says you don't need that limud. It says Ishish. Ishish says, not only a sarua or a zav cannot eat truma, an aral cannot eat truma either. So the Gemara was discussing various psukim, and the Gemara discussed the pasuk of Boy. Boy taught me that someone who's males or avadim don't have a mila, someone who's zecharim or avadim don't have mila, cannot eat truma. Can't eat the Karm Pesach, but they could eat Truma. So Gemara says, Hashda the Amrit Boy Ladrasha. Now that the word Boy, we're two lines from the bottom of Ayin Amid Beis. Now that the word Boy teaches me that Boy is a Drasha, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yoichal Boy Lamali. What do I do with the Boy in the Pasuk, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yoichal Boy? In other words, I already darshened kol orel lo yoichal boy, that I already darshened umalta oisoy oz yoichal boy mila zechor v'avad ma'akvim boy melech v'ezv ein mila zechor v'avad ma'akvim v'tshuma. So what do I do with kol ben necha lo yoichal boy? So it says Gemara, Boy, in it teaches me Hamaras das poiselas in Hamaras das poiselas. Boy Hamaras das poiselas. When it comes to the Karm Pesach, in Apikores cannot eat the Karm Pesach. In Hamaras das poiselas omaiser. But at Apikores is allowed to eat Maaser Sheni and Truma. So that's what I darshan from the other boy. Kol ben nechar lo yochal boy. Only in Apikores cannot eat the Karm Pesach. And Apikores could eat Maaser Sheni and Truma. Says Gemara, Kol Orel Lo Yoichal Boy Lomali. What do I do with Kol Orel Lo Yoichal Boy? That's another boy. Says Gemara, Boy Einoy Oichal, Aval Oichal Hu B'matza Umarar. He can't eat the Karm Pesach, but he's allowed to eat matzah and marar. Actually, marar is part of the Karm Pesach. It means he's allowed to eat matzah. An apikaris could eat matzah. He can't eat the Karm Pesach, he can eat matzah. Now, the Gemara says, v'itzrich lemichtav orel, v'itzrich lemichtav kol ben nechar. We need to exclude an orel from the Karm Pesach, and we need to exclude an apikaris from the Karm Pesach. The Kotzer Rachmana Arel, if it were just an Arel Kenny from the Karm Pesach, Misham Damas. An Arel is disgusting. There's a concept, Me'isi Arla. Arla is disgusting. Avo Ben Nechor and Apikaris, Doloi Mas, it's not disgusting. It's wrong, but it's not disgusting. Emaloi, I would say an Apikaris could eat the Karm Pesach. The Kotzer Rachmana Kol Ben Nechor. If the Torah would say an Apikaris can't eat, Misham the Ein Liba Lashamayim, his heart is not to heaven. Aval Orel Deliba L'Shamayim Emaloi, but in Orel his heart is to heaven. Now, according to Rashi, that the Orel we're talking about is someone whose brothers died because of Mila, I understand why his heart is to heaven. If you learn like other Rishonim that he's scared to have a Mila, I understand why his heart is to heaven. But if you learn like Tosfos, the Tosfos Yishonim, that he's an Apikores for Mila, why is his heart to heaven? Maybe because he's only an apikaris for Mila. He be'etzem believes in God. He doesn't believe in the mitzvah Mila. Okay. Now, once we made a drasha of boy, what do we do with the pasuk mimenu? It says al toichlu mimenu. Mimenu lamali. What do I do with mimenu? It says Gemara. Look at the Rabba Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. From mimenu, I learn that which Rabba said in the name Rabbi Yitzchak. What did he say? We're going to see on Daf Ayin Dalad. The Gemara in Ayin Dalad says it says mimenu three times, and the Gemara will say what each one is for. Amar Mar. We said earlier on Ayin Amad Aleph that according to Rabbi Elazar, we darshan that an RL can eat truma from the extra pasuk of Toshav Asachir. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Enotzach, I don't need that Gzer Shava. Harehu Oimer, Ishish, the rabbi says RL. The pasuk of Ishish includes an RL. Says Gemara, Ve'imel Rabbi says Oinen. Why do we say that Ishish tells me that an Oral can eat Truma? Why don't we say that it tells me that an Oinen can eat Truma? Amar Rabbi Yisrael Chanina, Amar Krav V'chol Zar. It says, no Zar could eat Truma. Which teaches me, Zaros Amar Tilcha, only the status of a non-Koyin cannot eat Truma. V'loy Aninas, an Oinen could eat Truma. Says the Gemara. So wait a second. Why don't we say Zaros cannot and Arelos can? Ema v'lay Arelos. Why don't we say only a Zar cannot eat Shuma, but an Aral can? So it says, no, ksev Ishish. So basically, Ishish excludes an Aral. The Chol Zar includes an Oinen. Ishish says an Aral cannot eat Shuma. A Zar, the Chol Zar says an Oinen could. Well, why don't we say the opposite? Ishish should exclude an oinen, and v'chol zar should include an oral. Umar Ros says, "We're mistaber arelus havelay l'rabuye." It's mistaber that we should include an oral that can eat shuma. Shekein maasim krusim bedavar ha'avad. Because of the following mnemonic: number one, mechusar ma'isa. First of all, oral is worse because an oral he is missing an act. And umasa begufay, and you need to do an act to his body, the same svar as we learned on Friday. Ve'onush kares. Furthermore, an RL is punished by the punishment of kares. If one does not have a mila, the punishment is kares. Ve'yashnai lufnei adibar, and the mitzvah of mila was given before the Torah was given. So I would say, what do you mean? So was the Karban Pesach. Okay. I mean, the Karban Pesach was given Lifnei HaDibur, no? Umilas Zecharav Va'avadav Ma'akeves. And the Mila of your males and Avadim are Ma'akev. So Mila shows more of an issue than does Aninos. Says Gemara, Adar Aninos Havalei L'Rabuye. We should say that an Oines is included to be someone who cannot bring the Karban Pesach, cannot eat Shuma. Why she can yeshna b'chol shah? One could be an oinein any time, but one cannot be an aral any time. It's a specific circumstance. Someone is born. So after you do the mila, in other words, the circumstance of aninos could happen at any time. But you can't be an aral at any time. And v'noy heges ba'anoshim enoshim. Being an RL being an oinein is possible for a man and a woman. And v'in b'yadav sakin atzmai. And there's no way to get out of the state of being an oinein. There's no way out. There's no maisa you could do to be out of the state of aninos. By the way, why not? Why can't you bury the mace so you're out of the status of aninos?
First day, right?
So you're an oinein the whole first day, even after the mila, even after the kvura?
I know there are certain differences, like you still can't put tefillin on, for example.
Well, that's because of avelos yom rishon. But
that's the Araisa.
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay, sorry.
So says the Gemara, Hanach Nefishin, the Svaras that are by Mila are much more compelling than the Svaras that are by Enoinen. Rav Amar Beloy Hanach Nefishin, Nami, Loy Masas Amrit. Even without that factor, still you can't say that the Oinen is excluded from Chuma and the Mila, the RL is included. Why? Amar Kra Ishish, the Pasuk says, a man, Ezehu Davar Sheyeshna Bishva Inu Beisha. That means it's telling you something that exists by a man and not by a woman, and that's arelos and not aninos. Aninos could be by a woman. Arelos could only be by a man. Now again, Rabbi Kiva learns that an arel can eat truma from ishish. So what does he do with the extra pasuk of toisha v'sachir? Rabbi Akiva, hi toisha v'sachir mayavid le. What does Rabbi Kiva do with toisha v'sachir? Amar Rav Shmaya. Rav Shmaya said, you know what he does with it? La asuye aravi mahol v'gavoyni mahol. He learns from there that he learns from Toysha v'sachir that an Arab who's circumcised or a gavoyni from the people that tricked Yeshua into thinking they don't come from the Zion umim, that a aravi mahol and a gavoyni mahol are they come to include an Aravi Mahal and a Gavoini Mahal. That if you have an Arab who's circumcised, a Gavoini who's Mahal, they also cannot eat Truma. Even though they're circumcised, they have the status of being an RL. In other words, you would think they have a din of a mahol. The chiddush is they have a din of an arel. Says the Gemara, wait a second. You would think that they were considered circumcised? Vahani mulaninu? Are they considered circumcised? Vatnan, we learned in a Mishnah Nedarim, koinam sheinenenu la'arelam. If somebody made a neder, he said the word koinam. Koinam is a form of a neder. Then I'm not going to get any benefit from anyone who is an RL. Mutter ba'arola Yisrael. They are permitted to get benefit from a Jew who doesn't have a mila, because Jewish people are categorically considered mulim and not arelim. So even if this Jew does not have a mila, he would be considered a mahol, and you're not usher to him. V'usher b'mulei avdicham, but if a guy has a mila, you're usher to them because they are an RL. Koinam she'eni nena lemulim. If someone said, I usher myself to get hana from anyone who has a circumcision, mutter b'mulei avdichachavim. You are mutter in a guy who has a circumcision. Why? Because a guy is considered an RL. V'usher b'arele Yisrael. And you're usher to a Jew who has no mila, because goyim are categorically considered arelim. And Jews are categorically considered mulim. So how could you say, I need a pasuk ishish to say that a goy that has a mila can eat the carbon, can eat truma? Why would you think a goy that has a mila is considered a circumcised person? We know in Hilchos Nedarim he's considered an orel. A major question is, Hilchos Nedarim don't go by the real halachic status of what somebody is. Hilchos Nedarim go by common parlance. They go by the way people speak. So perhaps a goy who has a mila is halachically considered a mahol, but in Hilchos Nedarim people don't speak that way. Anyway, the Gemara says, the Gemara falls off of that possibility. Elal asuye ger shamol v'loy taval. You know what Ishish tells me? Who cannot eat truma? A convert who's circumcised and he plans on becoming a Jew. So the circumcision is halachically recognized. But v'loy taval, but he didn't go to the mikvah. So since his circumcision was not activated, so to speak, because he didn't go to the mikvah. V'katan shenoylad kishuhumal, or a katan that was born when he was already circumcised. So both of these circumcisions are valid, and the pasuk of Ish is saying, excuse me, the pasuk of Toisha v'sachar is saying they can't eat truma. Why? Because savar tzarech lahatif meno dam bris. This shita Rabbi Akiva would have to hold that even though the kid was born circumcised, you have to draw blood from him, the blood of the covenant. So even though he's considered gemalt, but he still cannot eat truma. And why would Rabbi Lezer? Now Rabbi Lezer learns from Toisha v'sachir all of the above. Meaning Rabbi Akiva learns from Ishish to be memayet an Arel, and he learns from Toisha v'sachir to be memayet a ger shemal v'loy taval and katan shenolik shemal. But Rabbi Lezer l'tamei domer ger shemal v'loy taval ger ma'alihu. Rabbi Lezer doesn't need to exclude them because he holds that a ger that converted, that circumcised and didn't go to the milah, is a full-fledged ger. So he taka kudi truma. Ukesavar katan kishenolad mal ain't so chlatim in a dambris. And he holds that a kid who is born circumcised, you don't have to draw any blood. And therefore, you don't need another pasuk to exclude these people. So Rabbi Lezer learns that an RL cannot eat truma from Toisha v'sachar. What does he do with Ishish? The Gemara asks Rabbi Lezer, "Hi Ishish, my Avile." What does Rabbi Lezer do with Ishish? He says, "Dibra Torah Kalashim Nei Adam." We don't do anything with it. The Torah speaks the way people speak, and the Torah employs a double expression. Bai Rav Chama Bar Ukva. Rav Chama Bar Ukva asked, "Katan orel mahu l'soichai b'shemen shal truma." A katan who's an orel, can you anoint him with the oil of truma? Rashi quotes the drash in Shabbos Peivav, "Sicha kishtia." We learn from Pasuk in Tehillim, "Vatovai kamayim bekirbay uchashemen ba'atzmoysav," that water and oil enter the body like food. Arelo shel bizman ma'akva is an orel of someone before their zman came ma'akev, eating truma oiloi ma'akva. Again, we had in the Eon Shir that Rashi is of the opinion the case of the orel is someone whose brothers died because of Mila, and Tosfos asks on Rashi, what do you mean that Mila sheloi bizmana doesn't seem to be ma'akev? And Tosfos says Rashi will be mechalek that Mila Shloi Bizmana is not chayiv, but someone whose brothers died is chayiv, but is pater, is an onus. And Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that no, someone who is whose brothers died because of Mila would be allowed to eat truma, because Bikoch Nefashas makes it that you're not chayiv in the first place, just like someone who is Mila Shaloi Bizmana. So now we're trying to prove, what about someone who's Mila Shaloi Bizmana? Someone who is a child, he hasn't reached the eighth day, can they partake of Chuma? Tashma, come in here. Ainli Ela Milas Zacharav Bishas Asiya. Inch is very interesting. When it comes to the Karban Pesach, we know there are two parts of the Karban Pesach. There's the Shechita and there's the Achila. When the Torah says that if you have males in the house who are not circumcised, you can't eat the Karban Pesach, it says the Mila of your Zecharim is Ma'akev the Shechita. It says circumcise your boys, va'oz yikrav, then you could shech the Karim Pesach. So when it comes to Milas Zecharim, they're ma'akev the Shechita. By Milas Avodov, it says oz yoichaboy, it says they're ma'akev the Achila. There are two steps by the Karim Pesach. There's the Shechita and there's the Achila. The problem of having boys who are uncircumcised uncircumcised is a problem for the shechita of the Karban Pesach and the problem of having avodim who are not circumcised, the Torah explicitly says it's a problem regarding the achila of the Karban Pesach. How do I know that having boys who are uncircumcised wouldn't allow you to eat the Karban Pesach? How do you know having avodim that are uncircumcised would not allow you to shech the Karban Pesach? In other words, your son's not having mila, it's written, you can't shech the Karban Pesach. Your avodim, who don't have mila, it says you can't eat the Karban Pesach. But how do you know both halachos apply to both? Ein li ela milas zecharav b'shas asiyah. I only know the mila of your zecharim is a problem at the time of shechita. Va'avodav b'shas achila. Minayin litin es ha'omer shel zeh b'zeh v'yes ha'omer shel zeh b'zeh. Talmud loymar, oz. It says oz by milas zecharav, and it says oz by milas avodav. Oz l'gzeres shava. Now, Bishlama avodav mishkachas la de isnehu b'shas achila v'lesnu b'shas asiya. How could you possibly conjure a case of having avodim who are circumcised at the time of achila and they were not circumcised at the time of shechita? All right, we have a pasuk. We need a drasha to say that if your avodim were uncircumcised for the achila, they can't eat from the Karban Pesach. But what would a case be where they are circumcised for the shechita and not circumcised for the achila? Meaning, look in the Lashon of the Gemara. Bishlama avodav mishkachas la. For example, let's say you had them, you bought them at the time of the achila, and they weren't around. They existed at the time of the achila. They were not around at the time of the shechita. You bought them in the interim. Meaning, how do you have a case where your avodim are arelim for the shechita, for the achila, and they're not arelim for the shechita? How could they be arelim for the achila and not for the shechita? The answer is you bought them in the meantime. How do you have a case of boys who were not a problem at the time of the shechita and they are a problem at the time of the achila? Must be, the only way is, they must have been born between the shechita and the achila. So now you're presented with new arelim. So yeah, but if they were born now, they're not an arel, it's not the eighth day yet. They were just born in the interim. Shema mina arelos shaloi bizmana have arelos. So we see that arelos shaloi bizmana is an arel, because the only scenario of having a kid who's an arel before the achila and he wasn't an arel before the shechita is if the kid was born before the achila. Yeah, but then it's not lohi giyas manoi to do mila. The time didn't come yet. Must be, even though the time didn't come. Lamaisa, your kid doesn't have a mila, so you can't eat the Karban Pesach. And we see arelos shloi bismanas and arelos. Amar Rava, Rava said, v'tizbara. Is that logical? There's no din that if your kid is an arel, you can't eat from the Karban Pesach. The din is, you have to give a mila, and if you didn't give a mila, you can't eat from the Karban Pesach, but this kid you can't give a mila to. But the pasuk says, "Himo loy kol zachar amrachman of oz yikrav la'asoysay v'hai lav bar mehilahu." It's not logical to say that just a kid who happens to be an arel, well, even though loy higia zmanoy, it would stop you from eating the Karban Pesach, because it doesn't say that an arel can't even doesn't. It doesn't say that an RL can't eat from the Karban Pesach. It says a kid It doesn't say that if you have a kid who's an RL, you can't eat. It says if you have a command to circumcise that you don't fulfill, you can't eat. But there's no command to circumcise here. So you know what the scenario would be? The scenario is the kid was born a long time ago. And until now, he had a fever. And his fever broke in between the Shechita and the Achila. What are we talking about over here? For example, his fever broke. All of a sudden now, he's chayev in Mila. You have to circumcise. And if you don't, the kid's going to prevent you from eating the Karm Pesach. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? When a kid's fever breaks, you have to wait another 7 days from the time the kid's fever breaks. If there's a child who's sick and all of a sudden he becomes well, you don't do the mila right away. You have to wait 7 days. V'neitzav le'kol shiva. Damar Shmuel said, chatzos echama, if the fever breaks, noisim le'kol shiva. So the Gemara is going to say, you did wait the 7 days, and the 7 days were just over then, and then then the Gemara says you should have done the meal in the morning. And the Gemara is going to say, well, the 7 days is you count 24-hour periods. We'll see that, Be'ezus Hashem, maybe this evening, even, if we can. We'll shoot for that. Bli neder, okay? Okay, everyone, thanks for joining. Baruch Atzlacha. Hopefully tonight, around 9:15, we're going to try to do Amud Beis. And this way we could be on schedule for a Sukkot. Okay? Kol Tov, Bracha V'Hatzlacha, have a great day. Hi, Michael. You want to ask something?
Rebbe?
Yes, sure.
Wouldn't things be so much simpler if we were able to just say that an RL is someone who has a soul in the Gavra? In other words, he physically just has this issue that he's got foreskin that
right.
We remove the halacha and not worry about what's his fear, when is his fear, and just go by the psul. Because the Torah almost makes it sound like that. You know, it talks about one who is an aura, right?
Yeah, but the Gemara is saying the lashon the Torah uses by preventing a parent to eat from the Karm Pesach is not only by him aloy kol zachar oz yikrav la'asaysay. But you can't say a kid who's 5 days old, right? Him aloy kol zachar oz yikrav la'asaysay implies first do your ma'isa and then you could eat from the Karm Pesach. But that implies that if you have no ma'isa to do, then nothing prevents you from eating from the Karm Pesach. The lashon of the pasuk makes it dependent on this act. So in a situation where you can't do the act, then nothing is holding you back.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I was focusing too much just on kol ora lo yo kalbo, which makes it sound like it's just...
That's true, but like, you know, that's why the Gemara didn't say this initially, but this is a new point that Rava's raising, that it's not just RL, it's RL when it's Himalai. But if you can't do Himalai, then the Arelus won't stop you.
Yeah, okay, good. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rav.
Hi, Michael, how are you?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.